This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Here we are today at Chelan County Fair. It's opening day. Just opened up about 9 o'clock this morning. And I already came up with a great idea. Next year we're going to come out and we're going to do this inside the pavilion so we can hear all the goats and the livestock and the judging and all that. Sounds like a great idea. What do you think, Karen?
I think it's great. A great background for a fair because that's what it's all about. Kids,
yeah.
Animals, people, food.
Our first guest is Karen Welch. She's the fair manager, and it looks like we're off to a great start.
Yeah, it's perfect weather. A little bit of overcast, but it's just nice and warm. A tiny little bit of breeze. It's a great day to come out to the Chelan County Fair.
So what's one of your highlights in your mind on this opening day? It's Seniors Day, so if you're 62 and older, you're an honored guest today.
You are, and that's thanks to some of our sponsors, which is Blossom Creek and Blossom Valley. They're great sponsors, and Dr. Joel Cummings, that allows the seniors to come in from opening till 4 p.m. with no charge, thanks to their sponsorship. And it's always a highlight to have the seniors here because a lot of these people are the ones who came before me and came before a lot of these youth to make it possible for them to be here.
And they've been here before. They've kind of grown up with the fair as well. This year it's from Pioneer Days to Modern Ways. So they've seen those Pioneer Days and the advances in technology and farming and everything that the fair is about.
They probably have their footprints and their fingerprints all over this property from buildings that probably were erected before I was born. And just them becoming volunteers and still being heavily involved in the fair.
So tomorrow is kind of you made up the word. I don't know if it's in the dictionary, maybe it ought to be.
It was actually made up by a past board member who made the term being a cross between agriculture and education for the youth. So it's Agrication Day.
There you go.
And it's for our youth. It's a free day where they can come in between opening and 2 p.m. There's a lot of hands-on and educational things for the youth. And that Crunch Pack is sponsoring that so the youth can come in during those hours for tomorrow.
Okay. Is that just through, like, organized classrooms or is any kids? How's that work? Do you know?
No, it's just each superintendent in the building knowing that we're going to have kids. And so they just really try to find programs and get a lot of volunteers that will have something in the buildings for the kids, educational or hands-on, throughout the fair. And we're just really making an emphasis on that with our Kids Zone, doing a lot of the STEM program, the science, technology, math, and arts also.
Okay. The fair is so many things. It's apples on display. It's arts and crafts. It's FFA and 4-H. We're going to be talking with either some 4-H or FFA advisors and some kids who have brought their animals to show here a little later on in the hour. So congratulations, the fair is open, and now it's just managing everything that happens here.
You know, everything's going really, really smooth. People are being great. I'm glad to see the turnout and having people here, and we're so glad that you're here helping promote the fair. And we're just looking for a great weekend.
Well, thanks. And, next year we want to be in the pavilion so we can hear all those animals.
We can make that
animals
happen for you.
Well, Karen Welch, the fair manager. My next guest is from the Washington State Patrol, and they're out here. We wanted to talk to law enforcement here, and you're one of the many law enforcement that will be out here. Please introduce yourself.
Right. I'm Trooper Todd Bartolak.
A little closer on that, Todd.
Yeah, Trooper Todd Bartolak.
Okay.
And I am one of your local Chelan and Douglas County troopers.
Okay, from District 6,
exactly,
one of the biggest in the state.
We are, yep.
And I know it's not actually necessarily part of your display, but right next door you've got a smashed up vehicle. At least share some because you unfortunately been at many of those scenes. That's actually part of traffic safety awareness for our road workers.
Exactly. And we're a great partnership with the Department of Transportation of Washington State. We work together really well. And the display that they have over there is a really good reminder how, especially in construction zones, on to make sure that you slow down, give your workers on the side of the road, law enforcement, tow trucks, whatever it may be, just give them a little space, give them a little bit more respect. It's a dangerous job out there. And you can see over there that it was a F-250 that now looks like an accordion that got squished between two semis, Fortunately for the driver, he was not in the vehicle when it was struck, but it's just one of those good reminders to tell everybody to slow down and move over.
Yeah, I think people need to realize the slow down, move over, it's the law. Not doesn't apply to law enforcement. No, it's a beyond law enforcement.
Absolutely.
It's anything on the side of the road, and maybe your friendly tow truck driver or the flaggers, any of the response vehicles on the side of the road.
Yeah, we work so closely with all the great tow truck drivers in the area and across the state and everything else that, yeah, I mean, we may pop out between two vehicles to, you know, to do some, to put down a strap or anything like that. So the state law is if you can move to the left, give us a little bit of space. And if not, definitely slow down. Give us about 10, 15 miles an hour slower. Squeeze a little bit over to maybe that WL line just to give us a little bit more room, because you never know what possibly could be coming out from between those vehicles.
And the fine for that escalates as you get more of those violations.
It does get a little bit more as the violations can come up. But, you know, like right now we do a lot of educational stops, especially if we're just out there on a traffic stop and somebody buzzes us pretty close. We just go and remind them, you know, we're the State Patrol, we're not just about giving out tickets. We're here to educate the drivers and, you know, just kind of keep everybody safe on the roads.
Well, we've seen plenty of those viral videos that often are from a dash cam from law enforcement, and at the last second, the trooper or the sheriff's deputy or the police officer looks over, and all of a sudden, boom, their patrol car is knocked to hither, and they're diving out of the way, and we hope you stay safe out there.
Yeah, we try, you know, that's what we do. We do a lot of great training. We like, I know the tow truck guys do as well, and so is DOT. We're always got our head on a swivel, and we just appreciate a little bit of help out there as well.
Okay. What are you doing in the state patrol booth? What are you, information are you sharing there?
You know, we're just out here kind of supporting Chelan County. I came over from the west side. I used to run the Puyallup Fair, the big state fair. It's so nice to come to a nice county fair. People are so great here. They're so friendly. They're coming up, having great questions. Obviously, the State Patrol is always looking for great individuals to come and become troopers. We have a lot of jobs. We also have communication officers that we're looking that actually can talk on the radio, tell us troopers where to go. We have commercial vehicle positions open as well. And we have a lot of great opportunities at careers.wa.gov or WSP or WashingtonStatePatrol.org or WSP.wa.gov. So it's been a while since I've had to talk about recruiting, but yeah, we've got a lot of opportunities. We have one of our largest classes coming out right now. It'll be hitting the roads here in March, so make sure you're slowing down because they'll be out and they're going to be young and hungry.
All right. Thanks for the visit, and
stay
safe out there. Remember, slow down, move over. It's the law. We appreciate it. Thanks for the visit. News Radio 560 KPQ at the Chelan County Fair on the agenda. And we're gonna do politics here back to back. And first off, with the Chelan, the Douglas County Republican Women's. Did I get that right? Let me hand over the microphone there. What's a county fair without stumping for your favorite political view? And we're going to talk with the Chelan County Democrats here in just a moment. First off, what's your name?
My name is April Federkleil.
Hi,
I'm
April.
I'm a member of the Chelan Douglas Republican Women and also the Republican Central Committee in Chelan.
Okay,
County.
And we're going to talk to Chelan County Democrats here in just a moment. We got you back to back here, but it's fun to come out to the fair and whether it's getting registered to vote or kind of find out what your favorite party politics are up to at the fair. So what's going on in your booth?
Oh, we got a lot of good stuff. We're both representing.
Thought I saw Donald Trump over
there. Yes. I mean, we have lots of wearable apparel, hats, socks, visors, bumper stickers. We can't wear a bumper sticker, but shirts and socks and phone covers and all kinds of goodies.
Keep that
in
real
there.
Close to you there.
We have lots of petitions over there, too.
Okay.
So if you want to sign the term limits on $27 billion in increased taxes, you can sign that one. If you want to ask Inslee to repay back $4 million for Vanity Run, you can sign it over there. Restore Washington. We have a link over there. You should get on Facebook, and that's sponsored by Carrie Condonna and Mike McKee. So you can get information on Restore Washington. We also have information on how to join the Republican Women. If you're interested, we will and give us an email address or a physical address, and we will send the information to you so you know what's going on with us. Let me see. What we have
Lots going on in the booth.
Oh, yes. We're also present at PIBUS once every 2 months.
Okay.
And we sell our T-shirts. You see our T-shirts here, the black ones. It says, love it, graze it, or watch it burn.
Okay. So what's going on in the booth?
Lots.
And can you register to vote in the booth?
You can definitely register to vote. And if you want us to take the registration form back there to Skip, that's fine. Otherwise, if the address is there, we're to send the form, put your 50-cent stamp on there, and mail it in.
Okay.
And remember, this is an open voting state. And, you know, you don't have to, just because Republicans, it doesn't mean that you can't vote any way else.
Sure.
Just go right ahead, and we will be happy to get that information to the various auditors.
Okay.
And it has to be in by October 28th if you're mailing.
Yeah, and, I want to give fair time here to the opposite party, and let's appreciate your time. Real quick, April.
If you're interested in the CDRW, it's cdrwclub.org.
And that's
check us out.
Republican Women's Organization. Alrighty, April, good to meet you. The life of the party is their slogan. Now we want to say hello to my next guest, and let me let you get situated in the seat there. Be careful, that one's a doozy. There you go. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Frances Titus.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a great fair.
And you're with Chelan County Democrats.
Yes, Chelan County Democrats.
We met back in 2016 with a big election, and I met you over in the office, but good to see you out here.
Yeah.
You look like you're having a lot of fun in the booth. You had a bunch of jars with each of the Democrats right now in the primary.
Every candidate. There's also Republican candidate jars.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Well, there aren't too many Republicans running.
So in your jars, it looked like you could put a bean in your favorite Democratic candidate. So how does that work?
It's a bean pole.
Okay.
Anyone coming to our booth will get 3 beans, and they can put it in the jar of any candidate they choose.
Okay, so who was leading when you left the booth to come up here? Can you tell me?
It was Biden and Elizabeth Warren.
Okay. So how many beans in Beto's jar?
Didn't notice that.
Okay. I was just kind of curious.
But we have voter registration forms as well, and buttons. And if you'd like to volunteer with the Democrats, we have a sign-up sheet. We have an office right on Mission Avenue and Lewis Street, and we're open 5 days a week.
You've also got a little flyer that's talking about all kinds of events that you've got going around.
Yeah.
Different ways to contact Chelan County Democrats and
activities.
That's
right. Our MCW Democrats includes Douglas County as well as Chelan County. And
I did want to mention, a week from tonight, of course, we have the last night, Democrats had kind of their town hall forum. I think CNN aired like 7 hours of that. The next big mainstream Democratic debate is going to feature, it appears at this point, 10 candidates have qualified. It's ABC News' turn.
Wow.
And we understand that ABC Radio is going to be providing coverage on that.
Very good.
Last word, we understand we'll be able to carry that on KPQ.
We're going to have 2 watch parties if someone would like to watch the debate with us. One will be in East Wenatchee at Bob's Burgers and Brew, and the other one is going to be here in Cashmere at Marpus 111.
Okay.
And you can join our group and watch the debate.
Okay. Well, anything else going on in the booth that you wanted to let folks know about if they're interested in Democratic politics?
Yes.
Coming out to the Chelan County
Board? Yes, we have information about our governor's green deal that he supports. We have information. You can pick up a flyer. And we're supporting our Congresswoman Dr. Kim Schreier. She's going to be running for re-election in 2020, and we're supporting her. So I can't think of anything else if you have any questions.
Well, lots going on in your booth, and, of course, we have Chelan and Douglas County Republicans here as well. So good to see both of the parties out at the Chelan County Fair every year.
We're on Facebook. And we also have a web page if people would like to get in touch with us.
Well, Frances, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you. Delight
to get you over here. I know you've got some more folks back in the booth, but thanks for taking some time out with us. We appreciate it. When we come back after our break, we are going to be talking about, is it 4-H or FFA? 4-H and FFA. We've got both sides covered, and I think we've got a young lady who is showing at the fair as well. So we're going to talk about the strengths of those programs and what kids are getting out of it. And I also want to let you know that I have some more copies of Images of America Kashmir. It is a history of Kashmir, a pictorial history featuring photographs that aren't even on display at the Kashmir Museum. It's written by Albert and Brender with the Kashmir assistance of the Kashmir Museum in Pioneer Village. The foreword done by Ray Schmitten. And remember, we did an interview with the author a few weeks back on the agenda, and I told you I'd bring some copies out to the fair. I've got some here if you'd like to stop by and say hello. We're right inside the main entrance at Chelan County Fair with the agenda live on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, the agenda live out today at Chelan County Fair, and we wouldn't have a fair if it wasn't for 4-H and FFA, because it's, I think, one of the most exciting parts about it. And so we've got a couple of, three folks involved with this. We have Carlin Coker, who is a 4-H and future FFA participant. We have Debbie Fish, who is a 4-H leader, and Bailey DeZellum, who is a Chelan FFA advisor as well. And so welcome to all three of you. And I guess, Bailey, we'll start with you. As Chelan's FFA advisor, how many kids do you have down from Chelan for the fair this year?
So this year we have 15, and it ranges from kids showing horses. We have the majority pig showmen, and then we have a steer and three goats.
Okay. So you look like you were in high school about a year ago, maybe.
Were you
in 4-H and FFA as a kid?
I was.
Okay.
I don't remember my 4-H club name, but I was a product of Prosser FFA growing up.
Okay. So, yeah. So you obviously must have loved it and are enjoying now kind of advising, right?
Yes, it's definitely interesting seeing it from the other side and knowing what my advisor got to put up with me. So,
what did you get out of it as you recall back to your days as a young person growing up? What did it teach you?
I guess I was pretty unique. Both my parents growing up were actually FFA advisors, and I think they were a little upset when I chose this path because they knew all the intricacies of it. For me, I've never been very good at speaking publicly. I always got super nervous, and that was one of the things that definitely helped me with, is just being able to speak constantly and getting to know people and just breaking out of my shell and being able to work with a team. I grew up showing pigs and steers and showed sheep once, I think. That was probably one time too many for me. But, just being able to learn how to be responsible for something other than myself and being part of something that was bigger than myself, and
well,
I loved it.
I think doing that helped you because you've got a great sense of humor, very self-effacing.
Thank you.
Do you plan a career in agriculture or the animal industries or animal husbandry or anything like that that you're going to take from that exposure?
So this is my eighth year teaching, and I think I'm pretty much...
You're on that track?
I'm good with this.
Cool.
Yeah, we had animals growing up, and it's always something that I've loved because it's that sense of responsibility and being able to, essentially, especially with pigs, because that's the majority of what I grew up doing, was here's this target that you're aiming for, and here's this product that you're constantly trying to match, and being able to raise pigs that would match that, and being able to, we would actually sell our pigs, so other kids would get to show them. So it was being able to know that I got to produce a product that was successful for them. So
cool,
I love
cool.
it.
Debbie Fish is here. She's a 4-H leader. And I always think of 4-H as, you know, you're raising rabbits or, you know, maybe chickens or anything like that. Am I too narrow in my thinking? What is 4-H all about?
4-H is actually a youth program so that we can, and kids actually have different projects. They can do baking. They can do food preservation. Carlin does food preservation. And did you do baking this year? So it's kind of a wide variety. In fact, if you want to do something and there isn't a set project for it, there's self-determined projects. So you can actually do anything you want to. We do have animals. We do have pigs, horses. That's how I grew up in 4-H. When I was 9, I started in a 4-H program for horses. And then later, as I became a leader and my kids were old enough to do 4-H, we joined a livestock group. So they grew up with rabbits. They did ducks and turkeys 1 year, although those were FFA. And they did everything from photography to sheep, goats, you name it, and steers.
So, okay. So I didn't realize it got into the large livestock as well.
Absolutely.
So what happens with, you know, like I always envision that in FFA, you raise the animal, mm-hmm. you bring it to the livestock auction, you sell it. The kids certainly learn about the responsibility of raising the animal and then can make some money as well. Is there that component in 4-H, particularly with raising livestock? What about if it's a rabbit or a duck? Explain that.
There is a fur and feather auction here at the county fair that you can, the kids, the smaller kids, can sell their animals, whether it's a goat or a duck or a chicken or a rabbit. But yes, once they're old enough, then they can actually take market livestock, whether it's a swine or a sheep or a goat or a steer, and they can actually raise it and sell it as well. And you don't have to. You can actually do a breeding program. Our club is specific to livestock, so that's how we run our club. But other clubs have just sewing. Other clubs have just baking. You can do computer. You can do anything you want. So,
well, Carlin, I don't think wanted to talk on the radio today, so we're not gonna put her on the spot. But do you want to talk? Because I'd love to ask you some questions. Here you go. This is a lot of fun. What have you got? What are you showing at the fair this year?
I am showing a pig, goat, rabbits, and chickens.
So you've been busy this summer, I would guess. Did that pretty much take up all your time, your spare time, pretty much?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. How big's your pig or your hog? I want to call it a hog. You seem to be calling it a pig. Is it interchangeable? What do you call it? You call it your pig, right? So how much do you think or hope your hog will sell for?
I'm not sure.
As much as you can get. Okay. So it takes a lot of time. What have you learned about raising these animals?
That it takes a lot of responsibility, and you just have to be out there a lot to get your animal used to you and, yeah.
And you're in charge, right? Do you enjoy that part, being in charge? Or do mom and dad help you, or do they pretty much say, Carlin, you're in charge, it's your responsibility?
Well, my parents help me sometimes,
okay,
but not all the time.
Okay. How long have you been doing 4-H?
How old were you when you started? I remember her at Waterville Fair, and she's just a little thing.
Wow, okay.
I did start showing when I was 3, but then I actually started 4-H when I was 5.
Okay. So. Well, she's been at this a long time. She's counting fingers, so. Well, Carlin, let me get that microphone back to you because I want to pass it back over to Bailey. Again, Chelan FFA, you've got a bunch of kids here. How's the livestock that they've raised looking? Pretty good?
Good so far.
Good so far. When is judging for livestock?
The actual competition or, like, market and fitting and showing classes?
Some of that, yeah.
So market for pigs started this morning at 9, so it was 4-H, and then FFA. So FFA started about 10:30.
Okay.
Beef is right now.
Okay.
And
so
then
you're missing out on that, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being over here.
No problem.
The one thing that I enjoy about coming to the fair is Don't be afraid to ask the kids a question or two about, if you see them while they're taking care of a steer or cleaning out the hog barn or the swine barn, I guess you should call it. Ask them a question. Don't be afraid to ask them because those of us that aren't involved in 4-H or FFA, we're supposed to come here and learn where our food comes from. But these kids have put in a lot of hard work, and don't be afraid to ask them a question or two because they've got lots of it. And that's really part of why they've done this, correct?
That's generally the hope, is that they've learned something from this. It's more than just they came to the show to make some money and then forget everything else. They should be learning something along the way. That's the main goal.
Okay.
Cooperation, leadership, public speaking.
Yes.
That's the same thing with 4-H. We have demonstrations that the kids do, and they will be doing them this weekend or this week at the fair.
Yeah.
So I would encourage everyone to ask a good question from a 4-H or FFA member, because they should be able to answer them, and they're pretty good at it.
Well, I did learn something from the fair manager, Karen Welch, when we had her on the air back at the station about a week ago, and the more 4-H and FFA participation in all the different categories that we have at a fair, the better it is for the fair. There's a kind of a premium system, and I won't go into it. You certainly know way more about it, but it helps our fair to have as much participation in all the different things, whether it's an arts or a craft or animals being shown and displayed and raised by kids in the programs, and certainly adults, bringing apple displays or collections of buttons and badges, and all of that all helps our fair. So that's a great thing about all of our fairs around North Central Washington. That's why we've tried to talk with all of our fair managers over the last few weeks. And next year, you didn't know this, Bailey, but we're going to have this booth inside the fair pavilion so that we can hear Carlin's a hog or maybe some goats making noise in the background. It'll be a lot more. It'll sound more like the fair. Okay. We're kind of out here right behind the ticket booth, kind of quiet out here. But thanks for coming and visiting with us on the program today. Again, our guest, Bailey DeZellum, who is a Chelan FFA advisor, Debbie Fish, who is a 4-H leader, and Carlin Coker, who is a 4-H exhibitor this year and a future FFA a participant as well in the future. So, ladies, thanks for coming and visiting with us today on the agenda. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.